to go through, and then from Spain, you know, Mejía and the southern border. So this route, this land route, is mostly for Syrian, Afghani, Pakistani refugees, and they are the largest quantity, and of course, two-thirds of them also would get asylum in the West, and they don't get asylum in Hungary. So Hungary became basically a stopover. Many of them arrive here. If they have the paper that they ask for asylum, they immediately leave the country. This was the past. In the present, because of these legal things, they are mostly smuggled through Hungary. So we have a lot of people that are crossing Hungary illegally, and also under very dire circumstances, in buses, in a freezing bus, 16 or 18 of them died in Vienna because of no air. So we have like really very bad conditions how people try to cross. But during the Slovakian elections a couple of years ago, suddenly the border became like very open. And then these refugees who didn't ask for asylum, they were kind of guided towards Slovakia. And they were told, if you go to Slovakia, don't ask asylum here, ask there because you get it. And then suddenly in the Slovakian parliament, the main topic became asylum. And then the government said, the current government said, asylum seekers are raping our women, and then the same bullshit as the Hungarian government. And then suddenly the left-wing but populist government was elected, and refugees then suddenly stopped entering Slovakia. So who opens these borders and who closes these borders is a mystery, but all the time it somehow happens that the friends of Orban and the political allies of Orban can kind of ask for refugees if they need it in their political campaign. I hope you understand, or you follow, maybe. So if the Slovakian elections are on, then suddenly a lot of refugees enter to Slovakia. When they are done, they are like turned down like the tap of water somehow by some mysterious force. Anyway, so then we have this timeline of the migration crisis. Maybe it's not so important for you to know, but you can. I will share it with you, this whole presentation later. And then I have these reactions. So we have the harsh laws, the transit zone, the quota referendum, and the Did You Know campaign. The Did You Know campaign is also one of my favorites. Imagine huge billboards, that the largest billboards, that ask you, did you know? And then after that, a very xenophobic statement. So, or something which are very obviously true. So for example, did you know, if you are a foreigner, you cannot take away the job of Hungarians? Did you know, if you are a foreigner, you cannot violate our laws? Did you know? Did you know that the Hungarian government does everything to protect its people? Did you know? So these are like really, really very low level, stupid billboards. That was the Did You Know campaign by the government, full of xenophobia, like really crazy. And the Shop Soros plan, yeah, so transparency law on foreign funding, everyone who gets foreign invested has to put a label on themselves. This agent law is the direct translation of the Russian law. The first three lines of the law were literally the translation of the Russian law, so same words. And then after came this 25,000 euro, and private donations or projects, anything that is foreign, you have to label yourself. Then in 2017, we went to the European Court, and the Luxembourg Court, not the Strasbourg Court, don't mix up the two, the Luxembourg Court, which is the court of the European Union, so they said this law is not okay, and because of this, this Soros law is out. Now they made a new one. So basically they waited 5-10 years, and they created another, which is basically the elements of the law are very similar. So this law is out, but then the refugees were in. So these are like routes. You can see here on this corner, maybe one lamp you could switch off if you don't see the pictures right. I don't know where they are, but somewhere. So he's a policeman, just to know. He's a policeman. So the refugees are entering the country, and then they are kind of, that's perfect. They're kind of like tunneled into directions. So the verse said, you can ask asylum here, but it takes you 2 weeks and we don't feed you, or that's Austria.
So this is
before the transit zones happened, and approximately 400,000-600,000 people arrived in 2015 that came through this kind of land route, and the police was not saying no, but they said, go that way. So like in the airports. Then we have this fence. This is the first wire fence that they built. And this is a family from Macedonia who tried to enter. Of course, they have to kneel down and give over their papers before they were identified. Then in the Keleti station, which is one of the largest train stations in Hungary, there were two trains towards Austria every day. And there were approximately 10,000 people arriving every day to the Keleti station who wanted to get on this train. This train has, of course, limited capacity, and a lot of tourists are also on it. So imagine that you have 500 seats and 10,000 people. And of course, the government did not organize this in a remote area, but they organized it in the middle of Budapest. So why? Because then ordinary people saw this. And they said, no, I don't want that. Please. So this was like a deliberate campaign to inhumanize refugees in the middle of Budapest. It took like 2 months to solve this. This is the Keleti station, and they told them, go to the Keleti station and you will get information after, and you can go by yourself to Bichka, which was one of these camps that they could stay in, but the same train station that leads to Bichka is leading to Austria as well. So they were all like, why would I go to a Hungarian camp? I want to go west. So then this whole chaos ensued. People, thousands of people living in the middle of Budapest in a bus station and a train station in front. And of course, NGOs tried to help. So we asked Municipality Budapest, can we buy toys and place it around this place that they are human? No. We don't allow you. Can we share with them food on the street? No, you are violating health protocol. Can we share with them blankets and all sorts of things to settle down? No, that's promoting for them that it's a good place to come to Hungary. Don't be illegal, don't support asylum law. So they were really deliberately, by law, making their life miserable. That was the entire thing. And what stayed after? Imagine 10,000 of people living without sanitation, toilet, everything there. It was a mess. It was a huge mess. And then they were very happy to show it. And they said, this is how migration looks like. Don't do it. So that was the campaign. And this is the border when they closed it. This is then after, I think, 3 weeks, the refugees said, okay, we don't get on the train, we don't get anywhere, so we walk. So they walked towards Austria. So this is literally a walk of 4,000 people trying to exit from Budapest towards Vienna. But then suddenly the Hungarians allowed the Germans to come with buses and pick them up on the way. So they didn't walk to Austria, but they walked like 30-something kilometers. This is a very side story, I don't want to bore you with it, but just to know that the lady in the picture, she's a journalist. Ah, you know the story?
Yeah.
Please tell me. Tell us.
Someone talk to me about Hungary, I will directly thinking about this image where the journalist Czech migrant, she was helping the policeman who was trying to catch the man.
Yes. So the lady is from the state TV. So she's a journalist of the Hungarian National TV in the time. And while, making a portrayal, a video shoot of the whole thing, you know, there is the picture, the guy with the camera there. So they are monitoring what's going on. And then this family broke through the police wall and she tripped the kid.
Yeah.
She tripped the kid, you see? not the husband, not the father.
She's not a journalist anymore.
She is completely a journalist anymore. She got even one of the Hungarian Pulitzer Prizes recently. For 3 years she was out. Like for 3 years they didn't show her. But then the company that she owns got like a new contract with the governmental TV, and she's back on. Back on, baby. Sure. They like her. They agree. So that's a side story for you. And when it comes to solidarity, the Hungarian people, definitely there is solidarity among Hungarians. So there were a lot of people who were distributing food and water for them and this and that, but they try to criminalize this. So if you do this, what she's doing, that she's giving out food, she might be eligible for supporting illegal migration, because legally she is not doing what the government says. So she's violating right. So if she's giving her food, that means that she's aiding her. And this is how they criminalized basically everything what you would call refugee support. It's in this way. Yeah, policeman treating us nicely. Okay. Then what happened after? So first of all, Fidesz won every election since that, 2015. And every time an opposition party tries to become popular, the first thing they ask from them, are you supporting refugees? Will you take down the wall? Do you want people to live here who are in different culture? Are you a Muslim, maybe? You know, so they are really pushing this on the opposition in order to make them politically invalid. And then the referendum failed, but they implemented it into the law. So although they shouldn't, but they did. And since that, we block every decision on migration law in the European Union. So it's literally every. So even if the EU would say, ban all the refugees, don't come in, no. So they really don't agree with anything in this, which is really weird, but it happens. And international support, of course, a lot of people try to help Hungarian NGOs, but with the US aid, maybe you heard of it, most of the NGOs that actually had benefits and any type of income from foreign source are now drying up. So TASS, Helsinki and other organizations that do this, they have no income, so like no funding. And we had this Greece, Italy and Spain, the elections. We had the Brexit, also linked to migration as a topic, as a follow-up. We have a fall apart of the Eastern Partnership, so the former countries that were like a little bit like a sub-unit, Visegrad countries, Czech, Slovakia, Poland and Hungary. So we are the four Visegrad countries, and they also fall apart because of this, so like this traditional union. And then we have the Ukraine. So of course, the Ukrainian refugees are completely different. You already talked about it in the morning. They have a very different legal status because a Ukrainian citizen can come without a visa into the European Union for 90 days anyway. So regardless of the war, they could come. So of course, now we are actually at the moment when Ukrainian citizens will have to make a choice because the dates are running low. So many of them now have to ask for asylum or return to Ukraine because the time is up. So just to know that that will be because of the 3 years passed. So many of them will have to make a choice now if they want to apply for asylum in the countries where they are at or return home. So this will be like an interesting phenomenon in the next some months. Yes, then we had these alternative reactions. I will show you one, the two-tailed dog party. And what we did, the human rights NGO response, of course, we tried to block this referendum, we tried to campaign against it, but we have very limited resources compared to the government. And the most amount of humanitarian approach is done by the Red Cross, the Maltesian. They are kind of friendly with the government, so they get all the money. And they are in charge of the Ukrainian and also the other refugees when it comes to humanitarian approach. And there is this kind of civilization initiative with a lot of good and creative campaigns against it. But we have basically a huge rise of xenophobia So the average Hungarian soul is much darker than it used to be. So 10 years ago, I already said to you, we are a semi-xenophobic country. Now we are a very xenophobic country. So 80-something percent of Hungarians don't want to live with refugees. And many 70-something percent does not want their neighbor to be a refugee. So like a really very hostile attitude towards foreigners. And unfortunately, and I don't want to scare you at all, because Budapest is different, but it also shows. So when it comes to which places you can visit, how safe you are, this turned not too badly. We don't have hate crimes in Hungary, so like physical violence. But when I grew up, being a foreigner in Budapest, being, let's say, dark-skinned, this was not a topic. Nobody cared. Now, more and more, this at least verbal confrontations come up. So I really don't want to scare anyone. It will not happen to you, inshallah. But the fact is that it does happen, comes after this campaign. So 10 years ago, this didn't exist. Now it does exist. So take care. Yes, legal migration is legal. We still have it. So for work and study, you can come. Even so, that the government created a very strange law about foreign worker law. So if you are coming from a non-EU country to work in Hungary, you can only enter via an agency, and you have to sign a paper that after 3 years maximum, you leave the country. So you can stay 2 years as a first term and work here very easily. You get this visa. But after that, you need to ask for a prolongation, and after the third year, you have to return. Which means that even if you marry in Hungary, even if you want to ask for asylum, you can't. I don't know how they will check this, I don't know what will happen, but basically, if you come to work for 2 years, that's fine. We had approximately 120,000-130,000 of these workers. Yes, you can as an EU citizen, as a French citizen,
no,
you can
say.
Yeah,
Sorry.
We'll have a long break after, and you can, fresh it off. Yes.
I wanted to ask, in Romania, if you marry a Romanian, then the status changes, doesn't it apply?
If you came on a working visa in this way, it doesn't.
Home, then you...
It's two laws that are blocking each other. It's stupid. It's just non-legal.
But
if
they allow,
like,
if you're from Syria or Afghanistan, you have to
sign. No. If you come from Syria, yeah, there is another trick. Another trick. Who knows what a safe country is? Sorry, just 5 more minutes of your time. Who knows what a safe country is by definition of the international law? Do you know? Safe country. What does safe country mean? Do you know?
That allows you to stay and...
Very simple. A safe country for you is where you are not prosecuted. Yes. So if a safe country for you means that if you are, for example, part of a minority that is prosecuted in your own country, in a safe country, that doesn't rely on you, doesn't matter to you. Or that means that you are not a political affiliate there, so you are safe there.
Yeah.
So being a safe country for third country nationals, Hungary declared every country safe country.
Yeah.
There are no non-safe countries in this world. Afghanistan, safe. Sudan, safe. Syria, very safe. According to us. But the law says that if you want to ask for asylum in Hungary, you have to ask for the first safe country you enter. Syria, what is the first safe country? Turkey. So don't come here, go to Turkey.
It's safe there.
Because it's very safe for you there. So this way, they made it for any non-EU countries impossible to get political asylum, because the first entry point might be Greece, might be Italy. So, but if they come through Serbia, we declare safe country, so go back there, ask asylum there. So it's another legal barrier. Very innovative. Declare everyone safe. Ah, questions, cool.
Yeah, this brings me back to the Dublin issue.
Yes.
You said that Hungary was out of Dublin.
Everybody is out of Dublin.
Egy korábbi adásunk ismétlését hallották.
it eat up and feel? Why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill, my lady Dapanville. Why does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low, my lady Dapanville? Why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. Dapanville, you look so cold tonight. Your lips feel like winter. Your skin has turned to white. Your skin has turned to white, my lady Dapanville. Why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. La 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 la. 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 Dapanville, why do you greet me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? I loved you, my lady, though in your grave you lie. This rose will never die. This rose will never die. I loved you, my lady, though in your grave you lie. I'll always be with you. This rose will never die. This rose will never die.
majd dolgunkra megyünk, s egész nap azon jár az ezünk. Mikor jön az este megint, az előbbi séma szerint.
Ez itt a Civil Rádió.
Mikor először bevágtad a szüleid ajtaját, szentül hitted, hogy ezen túl egyedül is megállsz, de megkapod majd